Rosella.
Hi, family. My name is Rosella, and I'm an addict. I'm a grateful recovering addict who's scared to death because this is the very first time that I've ever done this, but God is with me, so I'm going to give him the message of hope that he wants me to give to you all in regarding our symbol. Whew. So just bear with me, you all, because you know everything. I done lost everything I was going to say. You already know that. So then you know I was outside crying. I really didn't want y'all to see that, right? But I was crying because I'm grateful for the host committee and God using me to be an example to carry the message of recovery to the addict who still suffers. And my sponsees know how crazy I get when it comes to traditions and concepts. So, again, my name is Rosetta and I'm an addict. Whew. Now, I'd like to tell you all that I'm obsessive and compulsive in any and everything that I do off the break. So I get a message, I get a phone call saying, hey, my name is so-and-so, and I'm with the program committee of the CPCRNA, and you've been scheduled. I said, hold up, no, I haven't. What you talking about? Took my wheel back right then and there. What you talking about? She said, well, yeah. Just before, the night before, I was in a meeting, and I said, how dare I say no to Narcotics Anonymous? So I calmed down just a little bit, but you need to know that my stomach was flipping, and, you know, I wasn't trying to use y'all. It was just excitement and fear had already kicked in. And as a direct result, again, I'm obsessive and compulsive. I got on the computer. I wrote World. I emailed World Health Service. This is the first time I'm at a convention. I'm trying to lead a meeting on the so-and-so, and could you give me some help on where can I find information on the symbol? They politely told me to go to the N.A., Miracles, the book. And in the process of doing that, I couldn't wait for them to mail it to me. It was delivered for an extra $20 through FedEx the very next day. Yeah, I'm detailed that way, right? I like to know facts. So what I do is I go and I read. And as a direct result, I started reading because I'm thinking that the history was just, the symbol was just going to be right there. No, it was not. I had to go to the beginning of the page, as I tell my sponsees, get to know your book. Know your book. Open your book up. What does it say? Get to know your book. There's some information in here that talks about our history, right? So as a direct result, I started reading, and the symbol was like in the middle of the book. But in the process of me doing the research, I came and wanting to run everything my way and not the way that God sets it up for me most times. I found out that our symbol, when I read about the predecessor, the father of this program, Jimmy Kay, and how he was a stickler for traditions, how he was a stickler for concepts. And as a direct result, the first symbol that was written was in 1962. It was two circles with the NA symbol, with the NA letters in the middle, and around that circle was four lines. Now, he wanted it to represent north, east, south, and west. And as a direct result, that stayed for just a little while, and it became our first original white book. It was on there. But I don't know what happened. They didn't specify why. But the lines were removed because it was misconstrued as a Christian symbolism, the cross. So they removed it. And so as a direct result, the white book, as you know, is our first literature. If you don't, it was our first literature. And In 1968, 6 years later, Jimmy Keenan was in the hospital. He was suffering from tuberculosis, and they didn't specify if he smoked or whatever, but he's an addict, so just figure that one out. He came up with a symbol that was in within the circle, and it was a diamond shape. And it said, God, this is my version, self, society, and service. And so the NA symbol and the letters were still in it. And that went on for a while. And then in 1982, because we were addicts and we needed some information to help us to stay clean, this book, The Basic Text, came out. And so what happened was, within the basic text, what they did was they three-dimensionalized the symbol. I like to look up words. I don't know nothing. I just need you to know that. And it says life-like. So what happened is I caught some emotions because it was talking about my life. In order for me to be free, I had to do some stuff. I had to first surrender. So what happened was the symbol specializes our traditions, which helped me to get along with you all, and the concepts, 12 of them, which helps us with the structure of this program. And because I like to know stuff, you know I'm in it, right? And in the beginning, it talks about the first, so what I did was, not only did I get the miracles book, y'all, I'm getting old, so I had to get the big print, y'all. I just got to do that so I can see stuff. Whew! And I like this book because for every line that's in this basic text, it's numbered. So what I found out was, in the symbol, it was 13 sentences. I said, oh, I can go with that one. I didn't know that. I thought it was more. So, it talks about the first sentence says, simplicity is the key to our symbol. It imitates the simplicity of our fellowship. Okay, that's the fellowship. But I'm not a simple person. Y'all always said, I always heard y'all say, this is a simple program for a complicated person like me. I did everything from 1964 to 1998. You name it. I shot dope all over my body. I did it everywhere except for my groin area. Snorted dope for 21 years, shot dope for 3. And lo and behold, by the time the 80s came, y'all know I was in 11 years of crack cocaine addiction. So you can call it what you want, but that's my story and I'm sticking with it. And as a direct result, I didn't know anything about simplicity. I didn't know about being simple. See, I don't know simple stuff. Because every time I think of something simple, I got to put my hands in it because I love control. I love it. And I still do. My step work tells me that. I finished my fourth step yesterday. It still tells me that I have controlling issues. And I'm able to peel just a little bit of that off at the side every now and then. But when I let God handle it, everything works out. And because I was so nervous, I got really emotional outside, you all. And they were like, what you crying for? You know, it's real different sitting in this seat that this room is so little because I'm sitting in it than to be standing up here. And this thing is so big, I wish that none of y'all was here. You know. And so simplicity imitates our fellowship. And as a direct result, what happens is, if I just follow the path that you have laid out, the predecessors have laid out for me, I just might get better. Okay. All sorts of occult and esoteric connotations can be found in these simple outlines, but foremost in the minds of the fellowship are easily understood meanings and relationships. I got a good vocabulary, and I thought I knew a little something. I ain't know what occult meant. I didn't know what esoteric meant, and I did not know what connotations meant. So I looked stuff up. Occult, hidden from view. I always used to hide. I didn't want y'all to know what's going on. Everybody knew, though. Everybody knew what I was doing. I was 106 pounds, soaking wet, and I looked like death rolled over. Esoteric. Understanding, an understanding by a group. This is a group, isn't it? I got in touch with that. Because I might not know you, but if I come up to you and say, hey, how are you? I'm a friend of Jimmy K's. And if you give me a hug, we already know. We already know that it's understood that I am an addict and that you are too. And so connotations are just suggested implications, you know. So he put all this stuff together and came up with this symbol, Jimmy K. Mind you now, he did that too, the 1962 version, okay? The minds of the fellowship are easily understood meanings and relationships. Keep coming back. More will be revealed. Don't leave before the miracle happens. Pray. Get a sponsor. Work the steps. The steps are designed to get you closer to God. Keep coming back. Anybody understood what I just said? All right. So now that we can understand some stuff, I'm beginning to develop a relationship with you all, even though I don't know any of you all. Most of you I don't know. And because it says, it talks about that outer circle. It donates a universal and total program. First tradition. The first tradition simply states, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on NA unity. Okay, well, that circle, that's the world. The whole wide world. Do you know that we have meetings in Iraq? Do you know that we have meetings in Okinawa, Japan? Do you know that we have meetings in Swaziland, Africa? We have those meetings all over the world. Peru. This is a worldwide fellowship, and it's total and it's universal. And guess what, y'all? All of us are equal. Nobody's less than, and nobody's more than in here. Because our second tradition, that's why it comes up. You know what I'm saying? They knew what they were doing. They put these traditions in order, just like they put the steps. We don't govern nothing in here. And what I like about this thing is, it is no network from the world service up. It works from the group up. And guess what, y'all? Third tradition simply says, and it says, that has room within it for all manifestations of the recovering addict. Manifestations. It says, seen, recognized, understood. All you got to do is have a design here. That's all. And guess what, y'all? And y'all can't put me out. You can't put me out of here. So if I'm in control, guess what? Let me do that. That's my process. And if you get an attitude with me, because you did the same things I did at 2 days, here's a quarter. Call your sponsor. And talk about it. Because my sponsor always tells me, what part did you play in it? I'm like, oh my God. See, I sweat a lot when I tell the truth. I haven't sweated yet. Because now God is in the middle of this thing. And he's using me to give a message, a clear message of recovery. And as a direct result, that outer circle donates everything that makes our program total. You know, the government wants this program, y'all. You need to know that. Outside of Narcotics Anonymous, I do work. I don't break the sixth tradition. All they need to know is that I'm in a 12-step program. That's all they need to know. But in the process of me working and doing something called service, I'm able to go outside these doors and help somebody. But that comes later, because we're going to talk about this square thing. Now, if you look at the symbol, it's square. But that was in 1968. Because when you turn it up, and I tried to do this that they talked about in the text, I tried to stand over the thing and try to see if I can figure out that lifelike three-dimensional symbol and stand over it so that I can see. I said, okay, I got you now. This is easily understood. I was always in a box in my addiction. L7. It started off being fun, as a predecessor used to say. No, y'all go ahead. Y'all finish that off, man. Go ahead. I don't want no more of that shit. Split it up. But in the end, you need to know that it was all about me. For 50 feet radius, standing up there by the liquor store with my hands out, getting money for $1.25 Velikov vodka. So if I could just get just one penny, it ain't gone from the dollars, y'all. If I could get just one penny, I can get some more. It was never enough for me. And as a direct result, because I started with the alcohol, but I had to end up with the crack. It wasn't a complete day if I didn't do everything I needed to do, and I liked it cold. And as a direct result, staying in that square box, it talks about there are other unseen parts of that symbol. You see, the square base denotes goodwill. How many done something for somebody today and didn't get any money? All right now. That's goodwill. Doing the right thing for the right reason. Like, I no longer have to tell you that I need gas money when my tank is almost on empty. I can help somebody else today where I won't have to put my hands and manipulate me trying to get something for me now. I don't have to do that today. What I do is, come on, go with me. No, get me when I really need it. No, I don't need your money. I'm all right. Catch me tomorrow, just in case I might not have it. Goodwill is doing the right thing for the right reason. That's all in that square, y'all. Okay? Unseen parts of this symbol. Okay? Goodwill is the support of this program. Because if we weren't sitting here, thank y'all for coming. Y'all did y'all goodwill deed for the day. Came to a meeting because the first thing y'all needed to know was the first tradition kicked in. Your common welfare comes first. But see, when it comes first, guess what? My personal recovery depends on me and the unity. Because if I get something out of what you said, and I pass it on to you, and you pass it on to somebody else, and so forth and so on, the chain will never be broken. The therapeutic value of one addict helping another is without parallel. Thank you, God. Thank you. The square base, I love you too, donates goodwill. That's the ground, the base for both the fellowship and the members of our society. So as a direct result, when I do the right thing for the right reason, take somebody to a meeting, call somebody, help another addict without even thinking about getting anything for it, I'm doing just what the God of my understanding's will for me is right now. That's why he set me up. He did. Just like the program committee set me up, but I don't have resentment. Not anymore. Because now I've changed and turned that around to say that service, his will for me, as the 11th step talks about. And so as a direct result, when I do the right thing for the right reason, guess what happens? I feel so much better. I don't have to feel degraded, derelictic. I don't have to feel none of those. And I know that I'm on a spiritual path. Because the God of my understanding will be using me. It is not about me anymore. So, when goodwill supports and motivates both the individual and the fellowship, we are fully whole and fully free. Woo! I have always been in bondage with self, my behavior, the way I thought people think about me. I never felt worthy. When I get stuff, I don't feel worthy. When you compliment me, I have got to break it and bust it down to the negative. That was then. But guess what? Thank God Almighty, I'm free. Don't get mad with me because y'all told me what to do and I took y'all suggestions. Don't even do it. Don't catch an attitude with me. I love you. Boy, in home groups, I tell you. Don't get an attitude with me. Because I come back with you and bust you with the traditions. And I bust you with the concepts. And I'm like, I got an email today. They know you calling. They calling you Concepts Rosetta. I just started getting into these things. Going to area meetings. And I started reading. You got to do the work in here. The work is the freedom. You can't go get any. If y'all can do this for me, guess what? If y'all know where I can go and get a paycheck and I don't have to do no work, let me know. The paycheck in here is freedom. That's all we promise you anyway. And as a direct result, I'm free. I'm free to be me. 7-step tells me that. I no longer have to put the mask. It says the mask must go. Accept me for who I am. And if you don't, you know what y'all already told you. Me? Oh! So anyway, I done got started. So guess what happens? If it wasn't for the God of my understanding, y'all, I wouldn't be here. I would not be here. His will for me is to be content, to help somebody without parallel, to represent as that statement talked about. And guess what? It is available to each and every one of us, but you got to do the work and you got to want it. Our liturgy said you can beat us, send us and take us to jail, but we ain't going to stop. I know I'm not until I'm ready. It says the greater the base. That's worldwide, y'all. Steps 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, and 3 is my base, y'all. I'm beginning to know something. I'm beginning to investigate what you all told me, and then I'm beginning to do the work. So as I grow and help you, and let the chain grow, the fellowship grows. Woo! So guess what? The broader size of the pyramid. We're swelling up in here. Recovery is possible for all because we do recover. And so when I do the work and the higher point of freedom, I got to do the steps. It says it's essential. It didn't say maybe. It says it's essential that you do the steps. No, it says go to meetings, read the literature, and work the steps. But if you get a sponsor and you can ask your sponsor what step, tradition, or concept they're on, you can do that. ask them that question. You do to get a sponsor who has a sponsor with the working knowledge of the steps, the traditions, and the concepts. I know that I'm being accepted, but I know that I like me now. I'm doing the work that is required to stay in this fellowship. I want to be happy, joyous, and free. And guess what? I'm no longer in that box, y'all. I'm no longer in that. I go to conventions all over this country. Because guess what? I need the help. I'm an addict who needs help. And because I need the help, and you all are here for me, I want to thank every last one of y'all for being a part of me. I don't have to know you. Give me a hug. I got my Hug Squad t-shirt. I stay in service. Service gets you outside of yourself. For the newcomer, the old timer, and me. If I make it tomorrow and God allows me to be here, I will have 2,921 days of uninterrupted clean time, and it ain't had nothing to do with me. It's because the symbol says I can be free. And that's all I want. I want some peace of mind, and I want to be free. So I keep coming back. That's what I do. I keep coming back. More will be revealed, you all. Do the work that is required. Please stay in service. Because the greater the base in unity and numbers and in fellowship, the broader the sides to the pyramid, the higher the point of freedom. Don't you want to be free? I'll keep coming back. Thanks for letting me share.
Powerful message. Lace Maurice, I'm grateful for coming out. Keep right moving right along. I'm going to introduce Antoine J.
My name is Antoine Lemnani. First, I'd like to thank God for allowing all of us to be here, getting here safely. And I need to let y'all know that I am truly a sick individual.
Welcome, my brother.
Because I've learned in this process that my disease didn't take no lunch break. I didn't have no half-hour break.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I ain't getting no diploma from this process.
Mm.
You understand? There's no graduation. So, you know, I've got to keep coming back.
Mm.
You know what I mean? We're talking about our symbol. Now, sister elaborated on it, and thank you, sister. Because she kind of like broke it down for y'all. I don't think I need to say nothing. You know what I mean? It's kind of crowded in here, but that's all right. We're going to do what we can through God's grace.
That's right. Come on.
Now, our symbol, from what I've learned and what I'm still learning, and sister said, is a universal program. You know what I mean? Something that represents something else. See, you know what I mean? That society out there told us that once an addict, always an addict. But we ain't having that. You understand? Because we do recover up in this piece. And if you look around to your left or your right or in the back of you or in the front of you, you can tell that we do recover. Because we ain't up here because we just all of a sudden woke up and said, I think I'm going to go to a convention. We didn't just wake up and say, I think I'm going to stop using. You understand? Because I'm here by no power of my own. I am here because I am a couple bricks short of a house. My elevator stopped working a long time ago. And I'm still trying to rejuvenate some of them brain cells that I kill. See, because I use any and everything. I'll flow shop with the best of them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I didn't flow shop so long, Jack, I forgot that I had something on the table. I'm still flow shopping. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about my wife trying to find me underground, trying to find me in a city. How you going to find a gopher when you go underground?
Okay.
Anybody know? Because I need to tell you that you can't do it. You know what I mean? Because that's the way I used. I was in abandoned buildings with a wife at home. a person that's scared of rats. But when you got your product there, the rat got to go. You understand what I'm saying? The rat got to go because I'm not sharing at the end of my addiction. At the end of my addiction, I ain't sharing. You know what I mean? At the end of my addiction, I tried to get locked up by smoking bags in the car, broad daylight. But you have to understand that God had another plan. You know what I mean? God had another plan for me because he brought my raggedy behind home. And I had to face the music. I had to cry a little bit. I had to sleep a little bit. I had to take a bath. Because you got to understand, when we out there using, water is like a kryptonite. You understand? Water like kryptonite. You know what I mean? You take a pair of socks off, throw them up against the wall, and there they'll stay. You have to understand the way I use. You know what I'm saying? You have to understand that. Now, we're talking about our symbol, our universal program. A program that you can go anywhere in the world. It doesn't say anywhere in South Jersey, which is where I'm from. It says anywhere in the world, and you can find a meeting. Because you can go anywhere in the world, and if you like me using birds of a feather.
Okay.
I don't care. I done been to Germany thinking that I can get some help. I found the drug dealer. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in prison. Federal penitentiary. Guess what I found, y'all?
Okay.
I found the drug dealer.
All right there. Come on.
You understand? Now, we're talking about the universal program. Now, see, our symbol speaks about a lot of things. It talks about society. Human beings in general. But you have to understand something. We are a chosen people.
We are
a chosen people. See, because society tried to tell us that we weren't no good. I'm sorry, but society need to come along with us because I know a lot of people who do not consider themselves addicts that need a program. You understand? That need a program. You know what I mean? Now, I know when I came in here, I know I'm still, you know what I mean? I still lose it from time to time. I still don't have it on a lot of days. I might not have it. You know what I'm saying? But that's how come I keep coming to meetings. Because I tried this by myself. I tried this by myself and it didn't work. It didn't work. I needed all y'all. You know what I mean? It talks about goodwill, benevolence, cheerful willingness, good relationship, being good to others. Now, Sister said, you know what I mean? How often do you do something for someone without expecting anything in return? Because you have to understand something. When I was out there using, I was going to get you. You could be sleep, woke, unconscious. If I had to get me one more, you was got. You understand? We're talking about goodwill in our symbol. You know what I mean? How about going to a family barbecue? You got 40, 50 people. Instead of them saying hello, they say, oh man, here he comes. You know what I mean? I can see my uncles in them clutching their pockets, you know, making sure they still got their loot receipt. You understand? I can see my aunts and my cousins and my sisters grabbing their purses. Because they know. You know what I mean? The destructive path that I led hurt everyone. It tells us in our literature that hurt people hurt people. And if nothing changes, guess what?
Nothing changes.
Ain't nothing changing. You know what I mean? We either grow up in here or die. Grow up or die. There ain't no two ways. It tells us that I let grow up or die. It may take you a little longer to die, but you gonna die. How you die is what we trying to do here. You understand what I'm saying? See, because we have to love each other in order to keep each other around. You know what I mean? And we're talking about God, a supreme being. You know what I mean? A supreme. I'm talking about our symbol. A supreme being. You ain't got to see God. Look around you. God's working right now. Because here we are, a plethora of all kind of people. And ain't nobody trying to stick nobody up. Ain't nobody got no knife in nobody's back. There is no one saying, look at here, look at here. Hurry up and smoke that. Come on. It's my turn. Hurry up. That's not happening in here. See, what we're doing here is trying to help each other. And this is God's will. This ain't got nothing to do with none of us. None of us. Talking about service. You know what I mean? Which is in our symbol. You know what I mean? We're talking about service. You know what I mean? We came down here, left early in the morning to get down here. Trying to get into our room, but they told us, no, you got to come back later. You know what I'm saying? Now, there was a time when you done paid for something already, and they tell you that you can't come in there right now. We want to talk about being in service, see? Now, look at here, man. I ain't already paid for this here. What's up? You know? And then we coming out of both sides of our neck. You know what I mean? We coming out of both sides. When you're still, first step kicks in. You know you're powerless. And then you get all unmanageable because you got away. It's in there like Prego, man. This ain't my stuff, man. This ain't my stuff. This is the best. Look, my book is falling apart, but I refuse to get a new one. You know what I mean? Because I kind of like know where everything is in here. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And that's the service. But see, being in service is not just doing what you got to do for 90 meetings in a meeting. You understand? You got to walk out that door and then how you're living. You understand? You can sit up in a meeting and everybody see you make 900 meetings a week. You know what I mean? And everybody see you. Yeah, that brother make a whole lot of meetings. Yeah, I always see that sister at a meeting. But then you go check him out at the crib. How is he in service?
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're talking about sharing clean and living just like you did when you was using. You know what I mean? Just like you did. Just like you did. And you have to understand something. If I was to run out of my drug of choice, your drug of choice did just fine. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't have a particular, well, you know what I mean? I was a bona fide crackhead, dope fiend, drunk, didn't make no difference, pill popper. Anything that was going to take me out of myself, I was happy with. See, we're talking about being in service. Now, only service that I was to me was trying to get that next one. Yo, Holmes, because you know, I used to have me everything must go sale. I don't know if y'all understand what I'm talking about. I used to have an everything must go sale. You know what I'm saying? But you know, just for today, I ain't having those kind of sales. Now, it's true that I ain't got everything that I want. But you can understand one thing. I want everything that I have. You understand? Now, we're talking about self, the individuality of things. You know what I mean? Now, that's in our symbol.
Yeah,
we're talking about self. You know what I mean? Now, you can be self-centered, or you can start doing some work up in here, because I need to let you know that this freedom ain't free. You know, this freedom ain't free. You can come right here and stay clean and don't do no work. You know what I mean? Get dressed up on the outside, but you know what? You'll just be a dressed-up garbage can. You understand? Because this freedom ain't free. Now, we're talking about self. You can be self-centered or God-centered. Like it tells us in our literature, we didn't become addicted in one day. So easy does it. So therefore, you must work towards some inner peace. You know what I mean? Now, I've been happy for the past couple of months. You know what I mean? But I've also been scared because this is truly the first time that I spoke at a convention. But you had to let God take over these things. You know what I mean? I mean, me and the brothers prayed before we came up here. Because this is a God-given program. You know what I mean? Now, you can have it your way, like Burger King. You know what I'm saying? Or you can come in here and do what we do. See, what we do. So you got to understand something. This is not no I, my, or me program. You feel what I'm saying? This is a we program. You know what I mean? Talking about self. Now, we've been out there and we done destroyed not just ourselves. You know what I mean? Now, the destructive things that we did out there, not just was killing ourselves. You know what I mean? But indirectly, we was hurting the people around us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And we didn't even know it. Not the fact that we didn't know it. We didn't care. We didn't care. One more. You know what I mean? How about getting to your last bag and then get beat? We're talking about some unmanageability now, ain't we? We're talking about how much step work have you done. You know what I mean? How are you living your life? Because I'm going to tell you something. I done went back to the corner, hit him upside his head with a bat, and took his pants. You understand? Because he had to have some kind of money. My money must have been in there because he done beat me already. You just ain't going to beat me. You know what I mean? Now we're talking about self. Now we do things today that's all right because we sleep good at night. You know what I mean? See, I'm not passing out today. You know what I mean? I'm not passing out. I crash out. I go to sleep. You know what I mean? And I ain't coming too. Trying to figure out something. I wake up. You know what I mean? Shit, I done came to enough times. You know what I mean? And then passed out more times than that. Because you know when we use sleep, don't exist. I had a diet that consisted of oodles and noodles. I just eat oodles and noodles like chips, man. You understand? Like chips. They ain't cost but 11 cents. See, you can find 11 pennies on grind to get some kind of nourishment. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, now we're talking about self now. See, self-centered as I was when I was using, I try to put that same energy into getting another day clean. Because I used to go to the crack house and they tell me that they don't want me in there no more. You know, I mean, you go there, you got a couple 40s. You understand? You got a bag of Jane, whole bunch of crack cocaine, and usually a box of matches will get you entrance. How about going there with everything? They say, no, man. You can't come up in here. I said, well, look, man, I got all this. But you ain't right, man. And I didn't know that. I didn't know I wasn't right. You ain't right, man. Something wrong with you. Because y'all know what happens in there. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. You understand? Nobody move. I done dropped me something down here, man. You move if you want to. You understand what I'm saying? And see, and this the way I live, man. I live like this, man, for years. I'll be 47 years old the 20th of this month, man. And alive. Just for today. You know what I'm saying? But for 32 of them years, for 30 some odd years, well, y'all know my math ain't all that great no more, you know. I'm still rejuvenating some brain cells. You know what I mean? I can't retain too much knowledge. That's how come I keep the literature with me. You know what I'm saying? But for over 30 years, man, I poisoned myself and those around me. Self. I was destroying self. You know what I mean? And all this time, I see I lost my mother to this disease. You know what I mean? My mother was poisoned, you know what I mean? Because of the direct result of the disease of addiction, you know what I mean? And I had a resentment with God. I didn't think that God cared about me. I'm talking about self here, you know what I mean? And I symbol. You know what I mean? I didn't think God cared about me. But all this time that I'm using, thinking that I'm cursing God, God still had me. That's right. All this time, God still had me. Now, you have to understand, I try to be spiritual. I do have a God of my understanding, but God's in the basic text. You know what I mean? In all our literature, you will find the word God. If you do not have one of your own, you can borrow mine. He's there for you anyway. But please get one because you need him. You need him. You know what I'm saying? And here it is, we're talking about this freedom. Yeah. You know what I mean? How about being free on the outside, you know what I mean? Got a half-assed job. Okay. And still locked down. How about being outside and still being locked down? How many of y'all been locked down without no bars? Oh, guess everybody in here. Well, huh? Come on. I know y'all been locked down. How about after y'all get that first one? How about after you get that first one? Man. I'm trying to tell you, man, that after that first one, I couldn't even talk. I'm sounding like Scooby-Doo. You know what I mean? Look at here. I don't want nobody. Turn the radio down, man. You know somebody's out there, and you're doing that. We're doing that crackhead shuffle, you know. Now you know what's going on, man. You know, we're talking about being locked down. We ain't talking about being free. Is what we feeling here. How about being on the third floor of an abandoned building? You ain't going to tell me, when I was using, you couldn't tell me that it's not an airplane now. Airplane, 35,000 feet in the air. You ain't going to tell me that airplane didn't stop and is looking down at me. You couldn't tell me that didn't happen because I believed it. Because I believed it. Because that's how shot out I was. That's how shot out I was, man, because the disease of addiction, it does not discriminate. It don't care how much loot you got in your suit. It don't care what type of crib you living in. It don't care what type of ride you cruising. You understand? Just for today, though, I cruise a Lincoln.
I know that's right.
And that's just to give you some hope that we don't use. I done bought enough cars for the dope man. I done bought him I don't know how many cribs. You know what I mean? Living good. I got a nice car today. Because the dope man ain't getting my money. He used to. I'm talking about being locked down. But just for today, you have to understand that freedom, with this freedom that we're feeling here today, comes work. You know what I mean? I, too, love the traditions and concepts. We have a sponsee meeting monthly. And we deal with the tradition and the concept. Because if you don't understand what you're doing, and dictionary. And dictionary. Now, how are you going to read something and read a big word and don't know what that word means and thinking you know some shit? And thinking you know some stuff. See, you got to look at what you're looking at. Because a lot of times we sit in here and we hear some things, but are we listening? We hear some things, but are we listening? You know what I'm saying? The freedom comes with the 12 steps. See, the 12 steps helps me to get better with me. You know what I mean? Because I need help. I mean, I know my brains don't work all the way, you know what I mean? But just for this day, with this freedom, man, I done got a promotion on my job. Talking about some hope now. I done got a promotion on my job. I used to have to work 12 hours a day, man, on Saturdays. You know what I mean? My wife would say, you got to go to work. Look here, we need loot. But just for today, I ain't got to work but 8 hours a day.
That's right.
And I ain't got to work on Saturdays no more.
Okay, that's right.
You know what I mean? I ain't got to work on Saturdays no more. You know what I mean? I can get up, to work at 6 o'clock and be home by 3. How about be home by 3 o'clock in the afternoon before my son even comes home from school? You understand? Because there was a time when my kids didn't know if they were going to see me or not. My wife didn't know whether or not I was coming in. Is he coming home tonight? You understand? How about when your kids need sneaks? We're talking about some freedom here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And I have money in this shoe. I have money in this shoe here. I say, well, you know, I'll go get me one.
That's all.
We addicts, man. Especially me. I ain't never bought one or nothing. You know what I mean? I had to have 2, 3 to get started. You know what I mean? Then come home and they see me moving. You know what I mean? You can't talk and I'm moving. And I'm just trying to get a little bit of help. You know what I mean? But just for today, y'all, you know what I mean? We're talking about our symbol, man. And our symbol is universal. You know what I mean? We got people here. I want to thank this convention committee for allowing a sick individual like me to take a chance on sharing. Because I ain't got the sense God gave a billy goat. You need to know that. You know what I mean? But just for today, you know what I mean? I'm not using.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Just for today, man, I got love for everybody. Just for today, I can go to my family's houses. They used to have them barbecues. And I'm welcome. Just for today, I am trusted on the job. Because, you know what I mean, in the construction business, you're building houses, they still got their windows and their doors. Their washer and dryers and microwaves are still where they're supposed to be.
I know that's right.
All their copper pipes is still inside the wall. You understand what I'm saying? See, because what we can do with some copper, I don't know if y'all hear me, but you have to understand. Look here, it don't make no difference what it is. Everything must go. But I need to let you know, I'm real pleased, man. You know what I mean? If you didn't understand anything I said about the symbol, please, like homegirl said, get a quarter, call your sponsor, call somebody, talk to me. Because look at here, man. This fellowship, man, is for everybody. Everybody. I don't care where you go, this fellowship is for you, man. You know what I mean? Because it don't just help you with stop using drugs, but it covers all manifestations of the disease. You know what I mean? Regardless of what your addiction is. You know what I mean? Me, I just want to get another day. My name is Antoine. Thanks for allowing me to share.